So glad this guy's back on the show now. He covers the NBA for the New York Times, the heart and soul and pride of Cal State Fullerton. Mark Stein is my guest. Mark, good morning. Great to have you. How are you?
God, I could listen to that intro all day long.
I could say it all day long, and you earned it too. All right, let me first ask you this.
Does Santa Barbara give you the same respect, just real quick? I want to make sure that they treat you with the same reverence.
By the way, they do. I don't. Reverence might be a strong word, but they do. Hey, Mark, it's important, right? I mean, people like you and I that love our school, it's nice to have that love returned. And yes, UC Santa Barbara gives me a hell of a lot of respect. In fact, I'm going up there this weekend to show the school to my son. How about that?
Man, we're getting old.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are. How about you? Does Cal State Fullerton hold you in the same regard?
Cal State Fullerton spoils me rotten. Unfortunately, I cannot seem to interest my kids in making my 15-year-old has shown no inclination to have it on his list of finalists yet.
All right. So, what's he looking at? What is he like?
I'm failing as a recruiter. God, I'm ashamed to even say this out loud. He wants to go. I think UCLA is on his list, and I'm not happy about it.
Let me ask you something, though, Mark. In all honesty, does he have the kind of credentials necessary? Because UCLA may as well be Stanford or Duke at this point. UCLA is really, as you know, really hard to get into.
He might be able to pull it off, but I will do everything I can to prevent it. Whether he has the credentials or not, I can't. That is something that I cannot stomach.
I see you, Morgan. Look, I love my son. I couldn't admire and love my son anymore. My boy ain't getting into UCLA, so... then there's that. All right, so let me ask you this. You've already addressed the issue head on, and the issue, of course, is the rush of people trying to make Houston, we have a problem headlines if the Rockets sign Carmelo Anthony. Leaving aside that nightmare, what do you make of Houston's interest in Melo?
Look, and they might be proven right because it's not a seamless fit, but they've wanted him for ages, and I just feel like they deserve the benefit of the doubt. The run they've been on, Daryl Morey has been making moves for a decade that continue to inch that team closer and closer to a title. And let's face it, the reason everybody doesn't like it is because it's a D'Antoni-Carmelo reunion, and everyone remembers how badly that went in New York. But I think Mike D'Antoni's a different guy, and he would have Chris Paul there. Chris Paul will manage Carmelo Anthony more than anyone else in that organization. And I think Chris Paul has the juice to do that with Melo more than probably anyone in the league except LeBron. So I think it can actually work a lot better than people say. And if you really want to dig into the advanced stats of it, when Carmelo is switching, he's not nearly the defensive issue that he's been portrayed in other places. And we know the Rockets, that's all they do is switch on D. And then offensively, look at the way D'Antoni changed his offense last season. The Rockets ISO as much as anyone out there, that's Melo's strength. So I think people are just saying it failed in New York. There's no way this can work again. I'm taking a wait and see attitude. I hope it happens. I think it's going to happen. Everyone I talk to thinks that Carmelo's going to end up in Houston, and I want to see what it looks like. I like bold swings, and it is a bold swing.
All right, so that's the best argument I've heard to date about Melo going there. If, in fact, you're right and everybody else is right and he does end up there, are they closer to Golden State than they were last season, or are they further away?
They're not closer. I mean, you know, I came into this offseason thinking it's going to be crazy because it's always crazy, but at the end of the day, we're not going to see that much in terms of changing the landscape unless LeBron ends up with Kawhi or Paul George on the same team. And it turned out even worse than that. Golden State getting DeMarcus Cousins. We might not see Boogie until February, but it does obviously create the prospect, the scariest prospect that anybody could have imagined, that Golden State is actually better than they were. And I think Jonas Derebko is quietly going to be a very nice pickup for the Warriors. And you know, I think they're done, but at this point, you know, who would be surprised if they signed somebody else who helps for the minimum? So the biggest problem the league has is that the Warriors look like they got better. And I certainly didn't expect that on July 1.
Mark Stein, the pride of Cal State Fullerton, joining us. Now, something we haven't really spent a lot of time on, Mark, help me out with this if you don't mind. San Antonio is going to look different next year, at least without Tony Parker. Before we get into the details of that departure and everything else going on in San Antonio, how weird is it going to be to see Parker in a Charlotte jersey?
Yeah, that's one that I thought he would stay, even at the minimum, even without a guarantee of playing time. I did not see Tony Parker leaving the Spurs for Charlotte, of all places. But look, Charlotte does have Nicolas Batum there, and they're very close as national team buddies, so I'm sure Batum was putting the hard sell on Tony, and he will have a chance to play there. James Borrego was an assistant in San Antonio twice, so Tony has familiarity with the coach. But Manu Ginobili is turning 41 later this month. He might come back for another season. If he is the last Spurs standing out of the Duncan, Parker, Manu trio, I mean, that's amazing to me. And he might well decide to come back. And then just imagine if he doesn't. Imagine if Manu decides to hang it up. And that means Greg Popovich is still there without all three of those guys, which is, yes, I mean, strange. It's strange at the very least, and probably weirder than that.
Mark Stein, my guest. One more thought about it, too. Parker had lost his starting job this year, but his name kept coming up because of that quote earlier about his injury, where he compared it to Kawhi Leonard's, when he said that his own injury was, quote, 100 times worse than Kawhi's. The quote kept coming up over and over again. Parker said that he did not have a problem with Kawhi. What's your sense as to the dynamic between those two?
My sense is that Kawhi had a problem with what was said. Now, could it have been resolved? I wouldn't think the Spurs were inviting Tony to stay, even though it was on a minimum deal with no promise of playing time. I can't imagine the Spurs were inviting Tony Parker to stay if they thought it was a huge, unresolvable issue. But I don't think there's any question that when you talk to people who have the best sense of where Kawhi Leonard's mindset is right now, they will tell you that those Parker comments really upset him as much as anything that happened last season. So I guess if you're a Spurs fan, kind of if you're holding on to hope that Parker's departure somehow at least creates a small chance that things can be mended with Kawhi Leonard. But I'm still of the mind that I just don't see the relationship being repaired. I don't think that the Spurs can get Kawhi Leonard's buy-in. Again, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm underestimating them. You know, Pop is not someone you should typically underestimate. But just all the signals that have been circulating is that Kawhi Leonard's dismay with the situation there is such that he does not want to go back. And so I still think the most likely scenario is that they trade him. Now, they have until February to trade him. So it doesn't mean it's going to happen this week, next week, this month. But I still think the most likely scenario is that they move him.
All right, so on to that point, Mark, the fact that LeBron's in Los Angeles right now, does LeBron make it more or less likely that Kawhi would go to the Lakers?
I think the Lakers, by virtue of the moves they've made, the fact they're signing everybody else around LeBron on one-year deals, I think that's kind of a signal that they know trading for him is going to be hard. That if they have a chance at him, their best chance is most likely to have to wait till next summer in free agency. And, you know, the signals are mixed. Does Kawhi want to play with LeBron? I have to say I don't have firsthand knowledge of where he really stands on that issue. It's been reported that he doesn't. It's been reported that he really doesn't have a problem with it. I can't sit here and tell you that I know where Kawhi really stands on that. But I think the Lakers think that they're going to get him eventually. And that's why you're seeing them try to maintain this ultimate flexibility for next summer.
Hey, Mark, last thought. I mean, it's mind-boggling how little we really know about Kawhi and his mindset and where he's at. In fact, physically, do we have any idea where he's at in terms of rehab? Do teams know where he's at physically?
Nope. Nobody knows. Nobody's seen him. And that's why even as I'm saying some of this stuff, I'm kind of in my own head saying, you know, should I even say what I'm saying? Because, yeah, I mean, he is so far removed, and what, you know, what all of us media scoundrels are relying, you know, we're relying on the whispers of, you know, people who are, quote, close to him. I don't think anyone is talking to Kawhi, not in the media, not with teams. I mean, he is completely sequestered, And that is a big curiosity. Teams don't know how healthy he is, but I would also say there are still plenty of gamblers in this league. A Danny Ainge comes to mind. Maury comes to mind in Houston. I think Philly would you know, still have huge interest in trading for him if they can put a package together that San Antonio accepts. Someone will take that gamble because he's just that good. I mean, he is, when healthy, he's really the best two-way player in the league. So, obviously, whoever gets him is going to take a long look at the medicals when they finally get that chance. But I still think the line of interested teams in him is still really, really long.
He is all over the Association for the New York Times and the pride, the heart and soul of Cal State Fullerton, Mark Stein. Mark, great to have you back. Thank you very much.